2 years later, a breath of fresh air for a pounded profession by Tim Cavey. Where were you on March 13th, 2020? I was in Hawaii with my family when the news broke. North America was going into full lockdown, and that included schools. We remained in the state for a few more days, but we knew that after that flight home, nothing would be the same. Daily headlines, lockdowns, bend the curve, remote learning, Zoom. Remember remote learning? How can we ever forget it? What a cycle of emotions that was. Anxiety, wonder, amusement, then screen fatigue and disillusionment. Teaching from home was no walk in the park, and there was no end to the school day at first. Such a long time ago, but we remember those days so well. Bend the curve was the mantra of the time. That was our mission, and the world did its best. The initial shock of teaching through a mask. When we did come back into physical buildings, spaces, and classrooms, we were welcomed by protocols and distancing, cohorts, sanitizer, temperature guns, plexiglass, and masks, constant masks. Listen, I'll be the first to say that I do think masks have had a positive impact on slowing transmissions. I didn't contract a cold, cough, or flu for the entire duration of the 2 years that we wore masks in school each day. I'm sure they played a role. But it also shouldn't be a controversial statement to say that masks have made teaching objectively more difficult. Surely that statement is beyond debate. I remember the first days of wearing one. Wow, I remember thinking, this is no joke. Masks made my face unbearably itchy, and they still do. They fogged up my glasses. They made speaking and communicating with students considerably harder, and they made it more difficult to breathe. Harder to breathe. Think about that. For a job that already seemed to require every ounce of emotional and physical energy within our capacity, that was a tough little layer to add on for the last 2 years. But as teachers, we accepted this state of affairs. We've learned to live and work with it the best we could, because we wanted the people in our buildings to be safe, because we care. Day in and day out, we've worn masks from the first bell to the last. We've taught lessons, coached games, and interacted with the children that we love through masks. And that's been teaching for the last 2 years. I get it. Not everyone is celebrating. This week, the news came down. Masks will no longer be required in schools starting March 28th. Other jurisdictions across North America are on a similar trajectory of falling hospitalizations and loosening restrictions as well. Lest you think I'm ignorant of the world around me, I understand that not all educators are celebrating right now. I've heard from teachers who are triple vaxxed, have tested positive in the past, and are still filled with dread at the thought of removing their masks now. Others are immunocompromised or are anxious to protect those close to them who are. If that's you, I want you to know that I see you. I care about you, and I want you to be well. If the continued protection of a mask is important for you and represents a net win, I'm thankful that you'll retain the freedom to make that decision. And of course, I wish you the best of health. I can't mask my relief. For many other educators, however, this week's announcement came as a massive relief. These last 2 years have been brutal. Brutal. Our profession has been pounded by a tsunami of adversity, and many educators have headed for the exits. The fire in the eyes of many teachers has dimmed. The mood of passionate learning and sharing in online spaces has soured. Appetites for professional learning and growth evaporated for many teachers as K-12 education became simply about emotional survival. Some have been paralyzed by a constant sense of anxiety and dread, while polarizing issues and contentious conversations have threatened learning communities and sucked the life from school cultures. Many of those challenges will remain. The next chapter won't be a cakewalk, and we've got work to do as an education community. But one thing is for sure, for the first time in 2 years, the mask mandate is over. Teachers can walk and speak and teach and run at recesses and climb staircases and laugh with kids, all at full capacity and an unrestricted ability to breathe. It's a breath of fresh air for teachers everywhere. And for a pounded profession, that's a win worth celebrating. My name is Tim Cavey, and I'm proud to contribute to the education conversation through the Teachers on Fire podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please tag me with your feedback at Teachers on Fire on your favorite social media platform. Thanks again for listening to this Spark episode. In these challenging times, take care, share an encouraging message to lift up a colleague, and keep that fire for learning burning bright.